I would like to begin showing that there is a growing interest in attending the conference. I have to say that we have many confirmations of the invitees until now, including Pope Francis, that will be with us on the second day, on the 20th, as he has his traditional meeting on the Wednesday 19th. Why we want this international conference? Margaret already answered this question. I would like to sum it saying that the progress has been insufficient and also uneven, as she highlighted. But I would like to add a few comments more. One first comment is about the cost of not doing nothing. This is very important. Sometimes we don't realize that we should not take action. It has a high cost, sometimes even more than when we make wrong decisions. So we see that nowadays, taking all the issues related to nutrition, it points to a loss of 5% of the global income per year. That means roughly $3.5 trillion, or more or less $500 per capita. This is a big amount of money. This is a big cost to pay. And this is one of the reasons that nutrition is on the international agenda. Second point that I would like to emphasize is about the fact that nutrition is a public issue, not a private one. Some people believe that it's up to the family or to the individual to make decisions on what they eat and what they like to eat. But nutrition has a big impact on many other areas, as Margaret already emphasized, particularly on the food safety, on the health, and also on food security. What we hope with this international conference is to have a political declaration and a framework for action to be endorsed by member countries that give us a roadmap for the future. And I would like to remember that despite that governments are ultimately the responsible for nutrition welfare of their citizens, we see a very important role for non-state actors to play on nutrition. This is my third comment. We are keen that we will have a strong participation of non-state actors, including parliamentarians, private sector, and civil society organization. We already started some web consultation with them. Next week we will have a presential meeting here in FAO with them, and we hope that they will play an active role, not only helping to build consensus around the political declaration, but also help us to implement the framework for action that is the main goal of this conference.